Welcome to Season 6 of the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. This season of the podcast is devoted to the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus teaches his people about life in the kingdom of God.
In Matthew 6:34, Jesus said, "Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Life is overwhelming when we try to carry tomorrow's burdens today. God didn't give us the strength for that. The question is, how much of the burden you're carrying belongs in tomorrow, and how much is for today? Suffering tomorrow's pain ahead of time, forbidden, but we are allowed to enjoy tomorrow's joy as much as we want, just so long as it's hope in the Lord and nothing else. Worry harms you spiritually and makes you less godly. Hope improves you spiritually and makes you more godly. And Satan knows that. The enemy knows that. And so he will work hard to do everything he can to get you to live a tomorrow-centered life, or a yesterday-centered life, or some center your life anyway, but on today. He knows God's grace is available for you today and today only, and so he'll do everything he can to get you not to have a today-centered life, so that he can destroy you, so that he can get you to live in a realm where you don't have access to grace. When people get to the end of their rope and plunge into depression, most of the time it's because of the pain they see coming tomorrow. If all they had to deal with is today's pain, they could handle that. They can handle that much. Most of the suffering in this life, I think, is borrowed from tomorrow, which is foolish, because number one, it might not even happen. Number two, if it does happen, then you're going to have to suffer it twice instead of just once. And number three, the suffering the first time is even worse than the second time, because we all know that anticipating pain is usually worse than the pain itself. So here's how this works, practically, in your life. You've got some huge problem in your life right now, just some pressing, massive pain. And you can't ignore it. You can't walk away. It's not one of those things where you can say, "Well, God hasn't called me to this. I think I'll walk away." You have to deal with this. It's on your plate. Must be dealt with. It's your responsibility. And you have no idea how to deal with it. No idea what to do. And you're overwhelmed. Take a minute and just ask yourself, what portion of this problem belongs in today? What portion? Does God expect the entirety of this problem to be taken care of today, right now? If so, then do it, because he'll give you the grace to do it. But usually it's not. Usually it's some huge thing, and it's going to be existing for a while. It'll still be there tomorrow, next week, next month. And so there's only one little portion. You need to sit down and figure out, okay, what portion of this trial belongs in today, from right now until bedtime? And that's all God requires of you to carry today. Just that. The rest of the problem is off limits today. And it's amazing when you do that, how small today's little portion ends up being. You just look at, well, from now till bedtime, I mean, I can handle that. That's all God requires of you, and he gives you plenty of grace to handle it. And if you're really burdened, if you're really, really weighed down with something really hard, then you can apply this same principle to hours instead of days. What does God expect of me this hour? And you're going to find that you have enough resources to make it through this hour. If something later in the day needs attention right now, then that little part of it, that planning and preparation, belongs in this hour. The rest of it doesn't. But if there's no planning and preparation, then just leave it. If it's 4 hours, then you just leave it in the future. You deal with this hour. Because each hour, hours are like days. Each one has enough trouble of its own. You don't need to add to it. And I love this. I love this statement. Tomorrow will worry about itself. You say, what does that mean? How does a day worry? Well, obviously, Jesus is speaking figuratively. He's, by tomorrow, what he means is the one who's in charge of tomorrow will worry about tomorrow. It'll be taken care of. Don't worry about it. God will worry about tomorrow. One of the reasons why it's so foolish to venture off into the future and worry is because God goes ahead of us, just like He did with the Israelites in the desert. In Deuteronomy 1:32, He says, you do not trust the Lord your God who went ahead of you on your journey. The Lord went ahead of them. He traveled out in front of them, paving the way for them in the desert, preparing the way so that when they got where they were getting, everything would be ready. And when they arrived at the Jordan River and they're about to cross over the river into the promised land, and they saw the giants in the land, they got all freaked out. And they said, oh, we can't do that. It's too much. It's too much stress. You know, we can't handle that. The Lord said to them in Deuteronomy 31:3, the Lord your God will Himself cross over ahead of you, and He will destroy these nations before you, and you will just take possession of their land. So God's traveling in front of them, winning the victories and preparing the way for them. So God says that, don't worry, I'll go first ahead of you a ways, and you just follow along behind me, and when you get there, you're going to find a situation where you will be able to prevail. And I believe God makes that same promise to us. He's traveling right out in front of you, about a day's journey ahead of you. And before anything in the future arrives and hits you, it has to pass through Him. When you wake up tomorrow morning, God will have already been there. His grace will be sitting there waiting for you. But it's not there now. You don't have tomorrow's grace now. Remember when we studied the Lord's Prayer, He says, give us this day our daily bread. He did not permit us to pray for annual bread, monthly bread, weekly bread. Daily bread. It's just like the manna. You get enough for today. There's not enough for tomorrow. You try and collect enough for tomorrow, it just turns into worms. Daily bread. His mercies are new every morning. Tomorrow's grace doesn't arrive until tomorrow. So, God is moving at this pace. You say, what is God's pace? How do I know how fast He's going? His pace, I've calculated it, it's about 24 hours per day. That's how fast God moves. And if you go along at that pace, you'll be fine. But if you try and step up the pace, if you use all your powers of worry to transport yourself into the future, you will not find yourself in a time where God has gone ahead and paved the way for you. God's moving at just the right pace. You can stay behind. Just stay behind Him where it's safe. God gave us a huge task. You just think of your lifetime. It's a huge task. But He took that huge task and He divided it up into very manageable little portions. And He set up this schedule for us to chip away at each one of those little portions. And each one is called a day. And if you look at a day, and you look carefully at a day, and you read the little fine print on the side of the label, you know what it says? It says, warning, 100% of the DRDA of trouble. Remember, if you look on the side of a cereal box, it talks about the US RDA. It'll say, you know, this cereal, that one portion, one serving size of this cereal carries, you know, 60% of the United States recommended daily allowance of riboflavin or whatever you get, you know. And it's a recommended daily allowance. Well, Jesus is telling us here that each day is a serving size that contains 100% of the divine recommended daily allowance of suffering. It's the full amount of your daily allowance. You don't need any more. Of course you're not going to be able to handle tomorrow's suffering today. It's too much. I mean, just think about it. Even the easiest things in life, if you calculated all of your whole life, all of it, and put it all in one pile, it would be absolutely staggering. You would never be able to even, it would be absolutely overwhelming. Even the simplest thing you do, just think of the easiest thing you do. Like, for example, if you take all the pillows that you will ever have to lift in your lifetime, and you put it all together, it would crush you. Trust me, I did the math. If you're the type, you make your bed once a day, every day, that adds up to about 6 tons of pillow lifting over a course of a lifetime, average lifetime. That's overwhelming. Right? Add up all the steps that you will ever take in your lifetime. You find out how far God is going to require of you to travel on foot in your lifetime. and your jaw would hit the floor. Even TV. You know, I heard a study this week that says the average man will spend 11 years watching TV in his lifetime. 11 years. That's equal. 365 days, 24 hours a day for 11 full years watching TV. That's just overwhelming to even think about. The easiest thing we do is overwhelming if you don't take it a day at a time. If God required you to eat all of your entire lifetime consumption of ice cream in one day, you would die. So, just submit to God's serving sizes and don't go beyond the divine recommended daily allowance of trouble for each day, because that serving size has been carefully weighed out by our Creator and it is the perfect size a day. But when we rebel against that pace and that serving size and we become greedy for future suffering today, we are resisting God's pace.
Think about the moments in your life when you've had the greatest fear. Haven't there been times when you got a glimpse of what was coming and you saw the whole mountain of trouble all in one giant pile? Like a student looking ahead to a difficult semester, or a man or woman looking at decades to come in a hard marriage. The collective pain would be too much for anyone. But that's true of everyone's life. No matter how rosy your future looks right now, still, there will be plenty of injuries, sickness, heartbreaks, tears, losses. If you could see them all right now, it would be crushing. But no matter how hard your future is going to be, you'll never have to carry more than an hour's worth at a time. And that hour will be manageable. So consider the things you're worried about and ask the question, how much of this burden belongs on my plate today? The parts that require planning, the parts that require some decision-making today, the parts that have to be figured out, those are on your plate today. But the rest of it, leave it in the future. And by the time the future comes, God will have gone before you and paved the way so that either those things won't even happen, or they happen, but God infuses you with strength and wisdom to deal with them, strength and wisdom that you don't have today.
Thank you for listening. We pray that in this series, your life will be transformed by the soaring ethics, deep insights, and glorious promises of the Sermon on the Mount. We are a crowdfunded ministry, so if you would like this podcast to continue, please consider supporting us with a tax-deductible gift. Just go to treasuringgod.com and click on Give. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.